God bless you. It's good to be with you this morning. I have the privilege and honor of getting to speak to you this morning. And I just want to open up with prayer and open up our hearts and be receptive of that God, in fact, is a good, good Father. So would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are indeed a good, good Father, that whatever our earthly fathers may be, that know that you are more than enough. You are above and beyond all that we can think and imagine, God. So we just give you all the praise and glory and know that you are a good, good Father. And we give you all the praise and glory. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, he is a good, good Father. And this morning, I want to talk to you about who is God to you. Now, we know that God is many things and that he is all-powerful, he is all-knowing, but there's three things that he must be in your life. So I just kind of want to touch on these three things today. And today, it might be easy to get distracted in these strange days that we find ourselves in of being in the middle of a pandemic. And do I come to church? Do I have to watch via the live stream? Am I going to even contract COVID-19? Schools starting back? Do I send my kids? A lot of things are up in the air, and sometimes we may lose focus of the God that we serve. Sometimes we may lose focus of our good, good Father. I know Pastor Scott's been preaching the last few weeks on focus. So I just kind of want to continue on that series this morning of who God should really be in your life. So if you're taking notes, the first one today is God should be Abba, Father of your life. Now you may be wondering, what does the term Abba, Father mean? Well, Abba, Father is a term that means intimacy. It's an intimate Father. Not only is he a good, good Father, but he is extremely intimate. That is the term Abba, Father. The world today has kind of discoursed the American father, the way dads are portrayed, I think, today. We, you know, throw the words around of he's baby daddy this, and he, you know, kids are growing up in fatherless homes. I'm here to tell you, that is not the father of our lives. Can I get an amen on that? He is not a father that abandons us. He is there through it, thick and thin. He is Abba, Father of our lives. Now we see this verbiage used in Scripture by Jesus Christ himself. And we see that in Mark 14, starting in verse 32. So Mark 14, verse 32, we see Jesus Christ use this whenever he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's about to be crucified, but he starts out in the 32nd verse, and we'll just read from there. Once again, Mark 14, verse 32. Then they came to a place that was named Gethsemane. He said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He then took Peter, James, and John with him, but he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. So he said to those three, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch, for I am going a little farther." And as he went farther, he fell on the ground and prayed. And he said this, "That if it were possible for this hour, please pass from him." And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible from you. Please take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." He cried out in this setting, this intimate setting of Abba, Father. He was about to be crucified on the cross. He knew what time was coming about. He was in this deep, intimate setting. Doctors and theologians believed that at this point he was stressed out beyond belief, that he began to sweat blood even. And scientists and doctors have confirmed that you can in fact be under so much stress that in fact takes place. Guys, I want to tell you this morning, no pandemic can put you through this much stress. Reach out to Him as your Abba Father first. Don't let starting to stress so much that you sweat with blood. Christ already took care of that. Reach out to Him as Abba Father today. Be in that intimate setting with Him. Now you may be saying, well, Cam, I think I've been intimate with Him. I think I've been doing these things. How do I know? Well, the way you know is this. Have you been birthing the blessings of God? Think about that for a second. If you've been intimate with God, you have been birthing the blessings of God. You cannot get pregnant and birth without being first intimate with Christ. Now, with God as Abba Father, He is much more intimate. Now, in the natural, we know that miscarriages may take place. We know that certain things can happen in the natural. But with Christ, He is supernatural. So if you are getting intimate with Christ, you will begin getting pregnated with the things of God and eventually birthing His blessings. Can I get an amen on that? Whenever Tay and I found out that we were having baby number two, a lot of emotions kind of ramped up. It was nervous at times and exciting. And we kind of reached that other point of no longer is it nervous, it's exciting and joyous. And we had doctors and a few people come to us and they say, well, now you know what causes that, right? You know, with baby number one, it might be an accident, but now you've got two of them, so you know what happens, right? And I said, yes. So when you get intimate, pregnancy happens, people. I just want you to know that. When you get intimate, pregnancy happens. One reason why people don't get intimate in the world today is we're fine with just casually dating Christ. I call it our Sunday morning brunches with God. We get our coffee and our donuts or orange juice and bagels, and we just come be with Christ for about hour and a half on Sunday mornings. Now, guys, that's just a casual dating. That's not going to get you the blessings of Christ if you're not intimate with Him. You've got to get intimate with Him. Whenever Tay and I started to date, you know, we were just casually texting on and off. We lived about 4.5 hours away from each other. And so we were just casually dating during that time. After about a year, I finally convinced her to move to the good town of Weatherford. No, I'm just kidding. She was offered a scholarship to play at Southwestern State University, and she gladly accepted. But of course, having me here at SWASU as well was a huge bonus. But during that time, the casual dating of texting and an occasional FaceTime, thank God for technology, right? You know, it's allowing us to do live stream and things like that today. But we were just kind of casually dating. But when she moved to SWASU and we kind of gotten closer and closer together, soon after, 2.5 years later, we got married. So we started out just casually dating, but it turned into slowly an intimate setting, and then a year after getting married, that's when we had Jarek. I'm here to tell you, we can no longer just casually date Christ. He is our Abba Father. We need to be intimate with Christ. Another reason why people don't want to get intimate with Christ is it requires sacrifice. Do we have any parents in the house today? Do we know what you're talking about sacrifice? When you get intimate, you're going to get pregnant. And children, they require sacrifice. They may want to wake up early in the morning. You might have to change those dirty diapers. Look, I don't want to be doing those things. I'd rather be sleeping. I'd rather be out playing golf, doing something a lot more fun than having to change diapers. But I understood the part of being intimate. Intimacy will require sacrifice. people aren't willing to sacrifice anymore. They think they're sacrificing, but really they just compromise a lot of times. They say, I'm going to do this if you do this for me, God. God said, no, no, that's not how it works. He said, I want you to sacrifice. And it's hard in these strange days that we find ourselves in to sometimes sacrifice because we don't know what tomorrow will hold. We don't know what the news outlets are going to say tomorrow. But God is Abba Father. He is on the throne. He said, come to me, get intimate with me, sacrifice, and I will show you my blessings. When you get intimate, one thing I find in the scripture that's also amazing, he says back in verse, let me read that again. In verse 34, he said to Peter, James, and John. See, he took these three guys a little farther than the other disciples. But after a certain point, he said to these three men, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. See, to get intimate with our Abba Father, even the three gentlemen that he surrounded himself with most, he had to leave behind for a period. During these quarantine times, we might not have a whole lot of free time, just you and God. You might be surrounded by kids, and you might be thankful that the 5.5 months of spring break is finally over, so you finally get a breath of fresh air. I'm here to tell you, today, start mapping out time just for yourself. To be intimate with God, you've got to go a step farther. Leave those behind. Your spouse, your kids, your loved ones, you might have a good coworker, a good bestie. I'm here to tell you, you might have to have a certain amount of time where it's just you. You lock yourself in your prayer closet and begin to get intimate with Him. Cry out to Abba Father, saying, God, I love you. God, I worship you. I thank you for what you're doing. So that's number one. God, first and foremost, should be Abba Father of our lives. The next two are kind of simultaneously together, but I'll start with this, and we'll actually start in reading a scripture that breaks down these two even more. We find the scripture in 3 John. We'll start off in verse 2. So 3 John, verse 2, and we'll start there. And it says this. It says, beloved, for I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So I wish above all things you prosper and be in health. The word prosper in the dictionary means this, to make successful, to grow strong and healthy. So once we have God as our Abba Father, we must now know God as Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh means, for He is the Lord that provides. Provides in all areas. Like I said, be successful, grow strong and healthy. You may be saying, well, Cam, you don't understand my situation. You don't know that I was let go, or you don't know the strongholds and the relationships that took place during this quarantine, the tensions that took place. I'm here to tell you, God is Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider. There's a song, I'm not going to sing it. You probably don't want me to sing it either, but it's called Waymaker. And there's a portion in that song that says, even when I don't see it, He is working. You might have to be walking around your house saying, even when I don't see it, He is working, for He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Maybe your finances aren't in a healthy place. Maybe you got furloughed. Maybe your company just let you off completely. you might be saying, I don't know how I'm going to get through these next few months. Christmas is just around the corner now. They start putting Christmas stuff out at Walmart and stuff. You know, after Labor Day weekend, shoot, it could happen anytime now. You might be getting freaked out and stressed out. What am I going to do? I'm here to tell you, God is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord that provides. There was a term that was brought about during this pandemic, the word essential. Maybe you were classified as a non-essential employee. You've been going to work, you've been doing these things, and you've been listed non-essential this whole time. You might have been getting upset because other people have been getting bonuses and raises for being essential employees, and maybe you've been a non-essential employee. I'm here to tell you, you are essential. You are essential and important to God. You might be thinking, well, I should just quit. I could go find another job. I should just be doing this or that. Hey, God sees you. God knows the work that you're putting forth. Stay the course. Stay the course. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, it says this. It says, God gives man the power to get wealth. God will provide for you, but sometimes you still have to go to work. You still maybe have to put in the hard hours that you don't want to. You haven't gotten exalted by your boss, by your company. You're still just clocking in at 9 o'clock and clocking out at 5 o'clock. Hey, stay the course. God sees that. Anytime you have to do that punch card, of course, everything is normally electronic now, so you're not punching in your time cards. But anytime you get ready to step foot in your work, say this. Say, God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord that provides for me and my family. Can I get an amen on that? One thing I like, when Moses took the children of Israel out of slavery of Egypt, they were in the middle of the desert. They were in the middle of the desert for 40 years. Now, it didn't have to take 40 years. The journey was much shorter than that. The much time length is probably about a 7-day journey. But they were out there for 40 years in the middle of the desert. But get this, through it all, God still provided for them. When they needed water, God provided. When they were hungry, God provided. When it was 100 plus degrees in the desert in the middle of the day, God said, I'm going to provide a cloud to cool it off. And at nighttime when it got cold, he brought the pillar of fire for warmth, for guidance. Even in the middle of a desert, God provided. Even in this middle of a pandemic, God can provide for your life. You might be thinking, I don't know where it's going to come from. You might be sitting at home. You might be out on the job saying, I haven't received a bonus in a long time because of the pandemic. I was due this raise. I was due this. It doesn't matter where it comes from because ultimately it comes from God. Reach out to Him and say, God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord that provides. So I'm going to be trusting you and thanking you that wherever it comes from you. Can I get an amen on that? Number three, God is Jehovah Rapha. Rapha means healer, restore, not just physical bodies, but he's restoring maybe mentally. He's restoring maybe relationships. Think about that for a second. That second part of 3 John chapter 2 says, not only that you prosper, but that you also be in health. See, these two things kind of dictate how a person goes about their daily life. If their finances aren't healthy, if they're running short on cash, things kind of get a little tight. Things get a little edgy sometimes. Maybe you're feeling sick. Maybe you got an upset stomach. Maybe you've got COVID. Who knows? And things aren't happening too well. You don't feel like celebrating God. You don't feel like going out and making disciples. You'd rather be at home. That's why God says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Because when you do these two things, it's a lot easier to go forth with God's message. But he's Jehovah Rapha. During this pandemic, there's hospitals and doctors who put surgeries on hold, and now they're on backlog. And you might be sitting at home, one of the people who is supposed to have gotten a surgery during this time, but hasn't yet. I want you today to call out to God and say, God, you are Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Doctors are going to be calling you this week. Their assistants are going to be calling you this week saying, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, it's time that we get you the surgery that is required. You've been waiting, you've been calling, you've been put on hold, you've been frustrated. I'm here to tell you today that God is Jehovah Rapha. Healing is going to take place in your life today. Like I said before, it can kind of get edgy during this quarantine session with relationships. Maybe you've been cooped up with your spouse too long. Maybe you've been cooped up with your kids too long. God is going to restore relationships. Because he doesn't only heal, he also restores. Christ, when he was in the garden, he was stressed out so much that he began to sweat blood, as I mentioned before. Maybe during these times, you've been stressed out a little bit. You've been kind of anxiety, not sure what's going to happen, not sure what's going to take place. Put your mind at ease today. Philippians 4:6 says this. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything prayer and supplication. Let your requests be known to God. See, when you're intimate with God, when you reach him as Abba Father, you don't have to be anxious. What may be going on in the world today, what may be happening in your neighbor's life, it doesn't have to go in your life. See, I'm kind of personally walking this out myself. When the pandemic happened, I started to lose focus of Christ. I started focusing on the stock market, making sure my clients were taken care of well. I started reading this and reading that. And then before I knew it, I realized I was only spending just a few minutes a day with God. There were some days where I don't even know if I thanked God for the job that I still had, for the family that I have, and taking care of me this whole time. Think about that for a second. When's the last time have you gotten focused on the downward economy? Have you gotten focused on maybe getting laid off yourself or some of your coworkers laid off? I want you to know that that doesn't have to happen for your life. If you stay intimate with Christ, that doesn't have to happen. See, the latter part of that 3 John 2 says, even as thy soul prospers. See, you have to be intimate with God first. When you reach out to him as Abba Father, then you can come to him as Jehovah Jireh. Then you can come to him as Jehovah Rapha. May 21st, I started having some weird health issues. I was sitting at home one evening, watching Netflix or something like that because sports was already canceled. And a burning sensation came on my chest and my left arm started to go numb. It freaked me and Taya out. My heart started racing for no reason. So we rushed to the emergency room. We got checked out. They said, Cam, we don't see anything wrong, go on home. So we spent 3 hours at the ER that night. They couldn't find anything. A couple days later, same exact thing happened. So we freaked out again, went to the ER. Nurses and doctors, they took care of me, and they said, Cam, we can't find anything. Go on home. But if this happens again, go to Oklahoma City, where they kind of specialize a little better, and they'll take care of you more. A few days later, burning sensation in my chest, left arm goes numb, body starts shaking. So we go to Oklahoma City. They run results and say nothing. They said, you know what? There's nothing wrong with your heart or your lungs. We've done several tests. Maybe it's something with your stomach or gallbladder, something intestine-wise there. So we started going through the process. We've gone through different doctors. We did the stress tests. We did ultrasounds and different things of gallbladder and stomach. And you know what? They couldn't find anything. So, of course, being a 25-year-old man, it was upsetting me that for some reason my body would just start going haywire and there was no reason for it. Finally, after a month of this happening, went back to my normal doctor and he said, Cam, he said, you know what? He said, it might just be some stress and anxiety. I told him, I said, well, that's dumb because that's not true. I said, I'm not stressed out. I said, life's good. Life's been great. He said, just take it easy. You might be stressed out. It might be a little anxiety. Who knows? So I went home and I started to get upset with God. I said, God, this isn't stress. This isn't anxiety. There's something way worse going on. But I'm tired of it. I said, I don't want my body to just start shaking for no reason. This is ridiculous. So I started digging into the scripture. I knew that God could provide. I knew that God would make a way. So I reached out and I said, God, it's time you heal me. This is getting ridiculous. You know what? After that night, I haven't had any problems. Haven't taken any medication. Now, was it stress? Was it anxiety? I don't know. But you know what I do know? I know that God is Jehovah Rapha. I know He is the Lord that heals and restores. So maybe it was, but maybe God was just saying, hey, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to restore you. They can't find nothing wrong because I already healed you. Hey, get intimate with God this week. I challenge you. Take 5-10 minutes. No music, not even in your car ride to work. Block off a set amount of time. Begin to get intimate with Christ. And when you do that, you'll begin to birth the blessings of God. You might not see it right away. In the natural, a child takes about 40 weeks before they're full developed and ready to be birthed. You're going to get intimate with Christ, and it might take 40 weeks. It might take 4 weeks. Who knows? But I'm challenging today, get intimate with Christ. Get intimate with God. Reach out to Him as Abba Father, and He will provide and heal you. Can I get an amen? Well, I hope you enjoyed this message. I hope it's inspired you. I want you to be blessed. Let's pray a prayer and just thank God that He is Abba Father in our lives. Amen. Father God, we thank You that You are Abba Father. You are a good, good Father that not only are You a God that provides, You are also a God that heals. And God, we need You now more than ever. And You need us to be beacons of light, God. The church, it's time for the church to stand out. That even during a pandemic, we move forward. Businesses may fall left and right, but the church is withstanding everything, God. Down markets, anything like that, God, we rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. We demand to be a light, all for your glory to reach your people, God. So we give you all the praise and glory. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you. Please welcome Kayla at this time.
Amen. Amen. Awesome message, Cam. Always love to hear you preach. I hope that you guys enjoyed that as well. It was so, so good. Again, just like I said with Pastor's message last week, I hope that all of you are taking notes, taking down these scriptures, and taking those throughout the week, studying those, getting to know our Heavenly Father intimately, like Cameron preached today. Well, we want to close in giving you an opportunity to give of your tithes and your offerings today. As always, there are several ways to give here at Liberty Church International. You can give online at lci.online. You can text to give using the number 84321. Again, that number is 84321. You can give using the Church Center app. You find that in your app store. Download it, log on, and give there as well. And as always, you can give using the offering envelopes in the seat pockets in front of you. And those who are watching online, you can mail your checks to 109 West Franklin. Again, there is a promise in Proverbs that says there is power of life or death in the tongue. And we choose to partner with life, amen? So we will be making a declaration of life over our gifts this morning. The declaration will appear on the screens, and I invite you to read it along with me. Everybody ready? Lord, as we give today, we are believing you for heaven opened, earth invaded, storehouses unlocked, and miracles created. Thank you, Father, that as I join my value system to yours, you will shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me so that I will have more than enough to co-labor with heaven and see Jesus get his full reward. Amen. Well, listen, wherever you are, let's lift up a shout of praise to our Heavenly Father. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, because he is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer, our provider, our peacemaker, all of the above. And he wants a personal, intimate relationship with each and every one of us. So I encourage you again, take those notes, study them, get intimate with God, and maybe you'll birth some amazing things. As always, have a very blessed week, Liberty.